Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about UAA's upcoming theater season.
And to talk about it, we have Fran Lautenberger and David Edgecombe, and they are back here from UAA, and both are professors of theater and dance.
Hello,
at that
Mark
college.
And Jean.
Hello.
It's nice to be back.
Hello. Yeah. It's
well,
fun
good.
To be here.
Well, welcome. Well, you got an exciting new. What number season is this?
Oh, my God, since the we founded, Fran goes back further than I am, I do, but she is much younger than I am.
It's probably, so. I bet it's like 35 close.
Yeah,
to.
I'd say probably 34, close to 35, 35. Years. Yeah. Close.
35 years of fine, would you call this collegiate theater?
Well,
no, I would call
so.
This brilliant theater.
Oh, you know, brilliant.
It just happens
okay.
to happen at college.
Way back when the rep disappeared, they said that UAA Theater stepped in its place. So I kind of like to think we're even a bit beyond the usual collegiate theater. We use community members. We have all sorts of talents that come from all over Alaska.
That's true. Yeah, when you audition, you draw from the whole entire pool of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a teaching device, too.
Yes, it is. Teaching is obviously very important to us at the university.
It is. Yeah.
And... what are you starting the season with?
Well, we're not going to go in order because when you ask two directors to come into a show, they want to talk about their shows first.
Well,
so what
good.
I want to mention mine, and then I'm going to pass it to Fran, and she's going to talk about her show. I'm going to direct a play that's very important to me. I first directed it with the Indiana Shakespeare Festival many years ago. It was our first... it was our second season offering. And my daughter was born soon after... it, and we decided to name her after the principal character. The play is Taming of the Shrew, and Kate. The character was Kate, so she's Catherine.
That's how your daughter got her name.
Yes, and she doesn't like to have that known because everyone thinks that Kate is the shrew. But we're doing a modern kind of take on it, in which Kate also educates Petruchio, so that there's a balance of the sexes. And we're staging it. Fran is going to be doing the costumes, and we're staging it in the 1930s.
If you had a boy, would you have named him Petruchio?
No, but my pet is my pet, so short for Petruchio.
Oh.
Mark, it's always good to crack jokes with you. But getting back to my show, it also is a play that is very controversial in a lot of ways because feminists come and listen to the last lines of the play when Kate gets up and gives her speech about she is ashamed that women are so simple. And everyone kind of bristles today.
Right, that's right.
But I think contained in that play is, and in that last speech, is the notion that love can conquer an awful lot. And in the same way that Catherine falls desperately in love with Petruchio, Petruchio falls in love with Catherine, and they become better people for it. And I think that's what Shakespeare had in the back of his mind. Not someone being browbeaten into subservience, but two people becoming better because of a relationship. At least that's the way I'm looking at it, and I hope that plays and comes through. But Shakespeare, staged in the 1930s, most of Shakespeare's words, I've cut a lot of the thous because it takes us out of our place and time that we've said it. But other than that, you'll be hearing the words of William Shakespeare with a slightly modern bent.
I think there's just a natural antagonism between the sexes, and people have a healthy ego. So when they're put in a position of like confrontation with someone that they're in a relationship with or about to be in a relationship with, the competitive spirit and a kind of abrasiveness might come to the fore in a playful way, but some people more than others. But I think it's something that is timeless, and I think it, you know, just kind of transcends. Gender too.
Yes,
it depends.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know, they could be two guys or two women too.
Yes.
You know, behaving in the same way.
I'd like to mention that my auditions are coming up September 18th, and the show opens in November. So we'll have lots of time to perfect.
Yeah, we want the time play. For the costumes. But I was going to say, speaking of the sexes, although my play, I'm doing the last show of the season, and it is my last official show at UAA. Oh, no.
Oh, why?
So what I'm leaving. I'm retiring.
Oh, well, congratulations.
At the end of the year. And so I decided to do a puppet show for my last show, and I started a play about 2 years ago, and I had to enlist the help of brilliant John Minton to finish writing it with me. And it's going to be part puppets, part live actors. But it's sort of a sex reversal. I have a young couple, and they travel to the scary North Country. And her husband gets imprisoned, and she has to free him. So it's all about how the young lady has to go and free her poor captive husband. And in the tradition of great buddy shows, she meets a host of characters who help her or hinder her on her way to go free him from the evil. And so it's a lot of really strong women characters. It's funny, a lot of the characters are based on some of my friends from UAA, some of my colleagues, especially some of my other professors I know in other departments.
I'll be looking for myself in that show. Probably the evil troll.
Mostly my girlfriend. There is actually a troll under the bridge.
Oh, that's me.
I think you'll recognize him, but it's not you. Anyway, so, and Mari Hahn is doing the music. It will be original musical, and we've got, and it's rated G. And it's just, we've got some crazy, delightful characters. Like, I shouldn't spoil it, but we have a whole host of spiders who are kind of creepy. And
spiders.
Yes, spiders. And they enjoy Shakespeare. They're the Shakespearean spiders. So they will be having Shakespeare done with this. The spiders will be doing their Shakespeare thing.
And
that's what they love to do.
Puppets for adults and children, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. We have, you know, we do it on a lot of levels. The parents might get some funnier jokes than the kids might, you know. But we're doing it in the studio. So we are going to take full use of the catwalks. We'll have marionettes. We'll have rod puppets. We're going to do shadow puppets. It's going to be, and we're going to blow something up. Like you do.
Excellent. I'm sorry.
So
but
I'm
kind
of excited.
I have to interrupt for a moment to say for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Hit Talk here with our guests, Fran Lautenberger and David Edgecombe, professors of theater and dance from UAA, talking about UAA's upcoming season. And Fran's play, continue.
Well, my play is last, so we don't open till March. But I'll jump in to talk about the first show of the season.
And your play is called Bring Back the Sunshine.
It's Bring Back the Sunshine.
It's original. You
it
and John
original.
Minton, who is a student.
I started it, and then John helped
me. Who was
me.
A graduate. He graduated.
He's a really funny writer. People may know he's done some stuff at Out North.
He's done tons of stuff.
He's crazy
busy.
Tall. And so we had to keep him into the G-rated. You know, we had to, John, it's G-rated.
The G-rated John.
He had some funnier stuff that might have been PG-13. We're going to the G rating, but it was a great experience. I think he did a phenomenal job by adding stuff to it. And him and Mari together are writing the songs. John does the lyrics. Mari's doing the music.
What
so
a great
it's
opportunity!
Very fun. Mm-hmm. It's totally fun. He was so excited when he saw the brochure with his name on it, and I was like, he goes, I didn't think you would put my name. I was like, John, you wrote, you know, half of it. You should have your name on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
he's
very
so
excited
humble.
To have his. You know, credit there. And
it is exciting.
I think it's going
to
be
see your
fun.
Name in ink.
I know. It's like, oh, written by. He was very, very. So we're going to try to, we might have to do a fundraiser to fly him out here to actually see it. So, because he's, he went
gone.
To the East
he's
Coast. So I know. Well, that's good. Children should go.
They should.
Children should go.
I'll donate.
Yeah. So what else you got lined up?
So I'll even do the first show. I can do that pretty quick. The first show, Tom Skore, our chair, is directing two shows this season. So his first show is the first show of the season called,
The Language,
of Trees. It is a beautifully written play. It's about war and relationships and families. It's set in a kind of a nameless Middle Eastern country. You know, I said to the one of the designers, is it Afghanistan? Is it Kuwait? Is it Iraq? Is it where? She goes, we don't specify, but a young man who speaks Arabic goes to this country and to be an interpreter, and he's kidnapped. And it's all about his wife and his son back home who, you know, see him on one of those horrible videos. You know, you're in prison and you have that horrible video thing and how that is. And then there's a neighbor of the wife. There's a relationship there about how the neighbor's trying to help, but is really no. It's really, there's some beautiful visuals. I've seen part of the set design. It's just going to be very, very moving. It's a very moving, intense play. It's very, very timely. I think it's just going to be
October.
Exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they open in October. They are auditioning Monday.
Yes, right out of the
August
stalls.
29th. So this coming Monday at 7 on main stage. You don't have to have anything prepared. Tom's going to bring the script so people can read.
You don't have to be a student.
No. And it's a beautiful, beautiful play. I mean, it speaks to all so many emotions. And I don't want to say anything else because I don't want to spoil how it ends or anything. But it's an amazing play. I enjoyed reading it. I can't wait to see
great.
It.
Sounds great. Yeah, and what else?
And the next show of our four-show season is The Playboy of the Western World. And you notice we have grouped the two classics, Taming of the Shrew and Playboy of the Western World, right in the center of our season. We're dedicated to bringing back classical theater to Anchorage. And this is a wonderful Irish play. It really means a great deal to me. I stood in the Abbey Theater and looked at some of the original photographs of the original production at the beginning of this century. And it was just thrilling to think that I was in the same place as the great actors that
throughout
the
boards.
That's
the beginning of the previous century, Dean.
Yes. Didn't I say that? Written? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong. I'm still in the 20th century. Anyway, it's about a young man who is accused of, or boasts that he's killed his father. Now, on top of all that, it's a comedy. So how do you take that subject and make it into a comedy? And it's a revolutionary comedy. It, at the time when it opened, many people criticized it because it was
an irreverent. Riots, right?
It caused riots, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's at once funny, I think highly funny. It's one of my favorite plays. Very lyrical and very Irish.
And who wrote it?
Set the there we go. We were just talking how you pronounce his name. John Milton Singh. And famous writer who affected all of the Irish playwrights afterwards.
Millington. John Millington's thing. Anyway,
thank you.
He's a lot of fun. So Tom's doing the really serious one and the super funny one, too.
So we have to wind this up. So we have four plays, if you'd like to repeat their name, the times and names.
First, we're doing The Language of Trees, which opens October 7th. Auditions are this coming Monday at 7.
Then The Taming of the Shrew by William Shakespeare, opening November 25th, auditioning September 18th.
Do the next one.
And The Playboy of the Western World, the classic Irish theater, and directed by Tom Skor, who is one of the foremost experts on dialect. It should be very good.
And then Bring Back the Sunshine, which is the puppet live theater musical, which opens March 30th, and that's for the whole family. And I'll be auditioning in November for puppeteers.
And all those interested in dance, we have the UAA Dance Ensemble and new dances, too. So please come and join us at UAA Theater.
Thank
you. That's great. Thanks so much for coming down and sharing this with us.
Thank you, guys.
I'm looking forward to an exciting season. Thank you.
Thank you, Professors Lautenberg and Edgecombe. Thanks for coming. And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Native Center's Playwrights Project seeks to identify, teach, and nurture Alaska Native playwrights. It's now recruiting the next cohort of 10 Alaska Native artists from across the state for a year-long membership. The deadline is August 31st. Call Ed Bourgeois at 907-330-8057.
Alaska Theater of Youth is holding auditions this Sunday from 2 to 4 and Monday from 6 to 8:30 for Babe the Sheep Pig and Schoolhouse Rock, a musical. The address is 610 West Fireweed, or look online for more details. The Alaska Theater of Youth.
It's the last chance to see Cyrano's funny show, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. It's tonight and tomorrow at 7 and Sunday at 3. If you like to spell, you may have a chance to join in. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
On Saturday at 1 p.m. at Cyrano's, there are auditions for a special added attraction in December, Pinkalicious, a musical directed by Teresa Pond, who directed the New York City Company. For information, call 727-4401. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA. In Talkeetna, Denali Drama presents How to Make Love Like an Alaskan and Sleepless in Soldotna for the last time. It runs through August 31st, Sunday through Wednesday nights at 6 to 7:30. Tickets available for all dates at DenaliArtsCouncil.org.